The webcast is titled Hope After Tragedy, Weston Story. It's the latest in a series of online presentations about school crisis preparedness in Wisconsin. Tom Andre says this is the first time he'll be talking in depth about the murder of Weston High School principal John Klang. Andre says one point he'll push is that for any emergency plan to work, open lines of communication need to be a part of the school culture among all students, faculty, and staff.
When something's going on in the school that's not good for the school, someone needs to speak up. It's rather encompassing in order to really talk about school security.
Case in point, days before ninth grader Eric Hainsock brought his guns to the Cazenovia School on September 29, 2006, he told some classmates that Klang wouldn't survive homecoming. Andre says breaking the code of silence is vital before something happens. But he says Klang's final act of disarming Hainsock and holding him until help arrived, despite his wounds, has given him the biggest lesson of all.
What did I learn? John Klang, a common man, gave us life, and he's my hero, so I too can make a difference. Now, that doesn't have a lot to do with security, but has a lot to do with choosing the right type of heroes.
Andre says he'll also discuss a school emergency response to violence grant that has helped improve security at Weston High. His presentation will be carried live on the State Department of Public Instruction's website shortly after 11 a.m. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.